Bear.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Tuesday, January 17th, 2012, and you have with you on this cold day in the state of Minnesota, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you're just a first-time listener, you're just tuning in, we are the Christians, just to let you know, that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty America. Now, if you'd like to know who we are, I got a train of thought here really quick because I said that we're in my little intro here. It says that we are the liberals. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and the voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers wish to silence. I don't know if people are aware of this, but Eric Holder just this week got shut down by a federal judge for prosecuting pro-life individuals, namely Mary Susan Pine.
That's right.
And so America is standing up, and they're saying enough to this corruption coming through the DOJ with Eric Holder. So aside of that, that's why the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers hate us. They despise us, folks. Ugh. If you'd like to know who we are, go to our website. That is sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you're normal, go ahead and click me on. We'll check you out, yeah?
We might become friends.
Yeah. We glean the field before we pick them up, man. I'm telling you.
We don't want to eat rotten fruit.
No.
But we encourage.
I'm not called to judge, but I am called to glean the fruit and judge the fruit.
I'm not called to eat rotten fruit.
Yes. Now, folks, if it sounds like me and the other guy are under it a little bit, I actually drove 16 and a half hours from Nashville yesterday.
I witnessed every hour of it.
Yes, you did. And then for about an hour that I had to take a nap or a couple hours, I felt like... Wow.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say.
It's not really a good thing to talk about.
I mean, especially if people are having lunch.
It's not like it's an easy task to try to rest after one's body has gone through.
Well, you didn't go to bed at all. But then again,
I wasn't driving either.
That's true. You didn't do anything.
I was just sitting there.
Right.
Sitting there getting skinny.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
I was not sleeping.
Jake's so skinny now, it looks like he's got tattoos on his bones.
Yeah, the last one I got, it was like, you know, get off my bone, man. He's like, well, what am I supposed to put it on?
That's right.
I said, well, all right, fine.
You get the point.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, go to BradleyDean1. Follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I love that. We are turning talk radio into do radio. Faith with works.
Okay.
All right. Not here is only deceiving ourselves. Folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not. And why do I say that? Because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Isn't.
Now, again, let me go back to Nashville really quick.
Yeah.
So we flew to Nashville yesterday morning. I got a problem with the TSA. I just really have a problem because you go through their little scanners. They make you put your hands up like you're under arrest. Folks, do you realize that everybody's suspect?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these underachievers, by the way, which have a long train of abuses, pedophilia, so on and so forth, crimes. As a matter of fact, was it five
it's
years
perverted
ago?
Garbage.
6 years ago, I got my computer ripped off by the TSA, and then I sent them a letter asking for compensation for my computer that they ripped off, and of course they said they weren't responsible
what
for it.
What computer?
Yeah, no, just think about that. They weren't responsible for it, but yet it went through all of their little agents. You know, Jake said, as a matter of fact, in the Minneapolis airport, he was talking to one of them. He goes, so how many employees do you guys got? And he said, I think like 200, 300. He's a foreign guy, right? And then, so Jake, you go on and say to him about touching all these people.
Oh, yeah. And I said, and he goes, most of them are management. And I said, so the management sits around and lets you guys
touch all the people. Yeah. Now, to say that.
He kind of chuckled and was like, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't funny at all.
No.
I mean, they're creeps.
Yep.
That's really what they are. That is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
When those people do what they do,
yes.
Because they can't find anybody else to do that kind of work. But I go through the scanner. They put your hands up. I don't like it, right? I come out. I have just nothing but a sweatsuit on. So do you have something under your jacket? Yeah.
Yeah, my chest.
I said, what did the scanner just show you, bro? What's right here? So I lifted up my shirt, and he said, no, don't lift up your shirt. And I said, you said something was under there. And then he put his hand across my stomach. I said, no. I said, you don't need to be putting your hands on me.
That's right.
Do you people understand that that is eradicated the Fourth Amendment of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights?
Yep.
They are violating your constitutional rights, folks. Yep. To the max.
No warrant, no reasonable suspicion.
And you have these ignoramus. Oh, I feel so much safer.
We don't want terrorism to happen in our airports.
So we got to Nashville, you know, went to Captain D's. We've been there three times in the last two months now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And get there. It's beautiful. It's 53 degrees. A little misty. Get back home. What is it, 5 degrees today? 6 degrees?
Yeah, it was. I think 6 on the way up here.
What a drive.
Yeah, that was a drive. Well,
seriously.
I didn't really drive it, but
did
it
you
was
see
a
that
time.
Sign? Did you see that sign where it said that obesity is not a disease? Or it's obesity is a disease, sorry, not a decision.
You don't choose to be obese.
I'm just curious. The person got obese. Who made the decision to eat the food?
Well, it's obviously the food vendors.
It's got to be someone
else's fault.
Cramming
it down their throats.
Totally.
You know?
Who does that work for, folks? That works for the bureaucracy. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, we're going to come back and we're going to put up socialism versus capitalism. And what did Jesus teach about it? Be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's have a little fun real quick, because I want to expound that thought just a little bit. We seen a sign last night in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Oh, chilly, chilly, cold night. A sign that stated, obesity is a disease, not a decision. By the way, when we were in Chicago, I didn't know how to open the windows of this bus.
Oh.
Jake gets out, goes up to the Mr. Toll man who wants our money, and I noticed his hair looked like Elvis. I thought, what in the heck is up with that dude? His face looked like a wrinkled blanket, and he had this nice black hair, jet black, just like Elvis's,
yeah,
right?
It was jet.
And I thought, okay, now Elvis is probably 70-some years old if he was alive today, so are you trying to, like, you know, emulate him in his age, because that's all you can emulate. So he starts grumping at us. Move forward, move forward. It's like, I can't open the window, Elvis. And Jake goes over there. Guess what he's listening to, folks? Elvis Presley. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine spending your whole life trying to be me? I mean, Elvis.
Elvis. It's a terrible place to be.
When your brains are in Elvis's head. Yeah. But that's a little side note. That one is free, folks.
I think he used to work for the TSA.
I think he did, too. So the sign that stated, back to the sign, obesity is a disease, not a decision. Well, let's jump over to the food stamp president really quick, should we?
Mm-hmm.
If I give that obese person a check,
uh-huh,
folks.
Disability, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Will he get up and run to the store to get the food that put him in that position in the first place?
Is he going to go get oranges and pears?
He won't get up for anything, right?
Mm.
But will he get up to go get the check that the president will give him, regardless if it's food stamps or a welfare check?
I put my money on it that he does.
I would think so, too.
Or she does.
Right. So he's enabling him.
Mm-hmm.
He's paralyzing.
He's not helping.
The obese individual.
That's right. It's not love.
No, it's not love.
Mm-mm.
No, seriously, it isn't. Right? You know that there's Gamblers Anonymous now? Yeah. That's considered a sickness, too, not a disease. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, a sickness or a disease, not a choice.
Yeah.
I wonder, how do people rationalize themselves out of heaven? What do they think they're going to do when they stand before God? Oh, I was sick, Lord.
Yeah.
No. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursings, therefore choose life. When you disobey God, there you bear the curse.
Yeah.
The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, right? But they call it sickness now.
Yeah.
And who is promulgating that is the people that are making money off that.
Yep.
So they're damning your soul, they're making you worse, and you're acting like they're your friend. For those that fall for that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching the debates, actually listening to the debates, I'm sorry, on the bus. Boy, I'm seriously tired, folks. Just hang with me, please. And Newt Gingrich said something about he was being scrutinized by one of the news anchors. He called him the president that has given more food stamps to the American people than any president in the history of our country, which is true. Truth is the obstacle here. Truth
That's
is the
right.
offense here.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Isn't that what debates are about?
Mm-hmm.
Contending for the faith, in essence.
Yep.
And so Newt said, you know what? For the 99 weeks that the government wants to give people that don't work, 99, folks, listen, 99 weeks,
welfare.
Money is given to these people to do absolutely nothing in those 99 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to get a job,
no
right?
Motivation.
Right?
Yep.
So the people lean into the government and expect something from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's a socialist mentality.
Which is you and I, by the way.
Okay. Newt Gingrich said one of the wittiest things an individual could have said. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
He said, did you know that it takes 99 weeks to obtain an associate's degree?
There you go.
So which one are you going to choose?
That's right.
The hard road, the straight and narrow, or the wide and the broad?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting? Wide and broad. Obesity's a disease?
Wide and broad.
And what does it lead to, folks?
Does it help somebody get out of the hole that they're in?
No, it doesn't.
What it does do, though, is it creates a convenient class of people that will then become some type of political...
Subservient to the government because they're dependent upon what the government can give you, which isn't yours to take
because
it wasn't his to give.
As a matter of fact, the Bible says thou shalt not steal. Where does the government get to give to those people that will not work?
Isn't that interesting? Just think about that one, folks. For all the things that the American people complain about with their government today, you know who's paying for the curse?
Yes.
Folks, listen carefully. You are.
That's right.
They are taking your money and telling you what they're going to do with it against you. They are taking your money through abortion, welfare, food stamps, helping people that don't want to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does Scripture tell me that if you do not eat, you do not work?
Yeah. If you don't, both. If you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't eat, you don't work. Because that's why you're not eating, because you're not working.
You don't work, you don't eat.
You know, there was this really good...
And if you don't eat, you don't want to work.
And if somebody if somebody feeds you, then you're definitely not going to work. Why would you need to work? They're feeding you.
Totally.
That's why
they're weighing them down.
The birds get up in the nest, and they're like, okay, time to get out now.
What happens when you fill the troughs feeding the pigs?
They come eat.
And what do they do after that?
Yeah, and roll around in the mire and want to eat some more. And then they trample you a little bit. And
you don't work. You don't eat.
Can I give a great analogy?
Please.
Jamestown, first settlement here in our country. Captain John Smith. Everybody thought he was a jerk. You know why? Because when everybody came there, some of the people decided, well, I don't need to work. I'm an aristocrat. Everybody else can work. And in that colony, they were mostly Christian people, so they had all things in common. So they started to feed these... You know, these aristocrats, whatever they want to call themselves. And then pretty soon everybody started to starve because few people were actually producing and everybody was consuming. So he said, you know what? I've got this noble concept, pulled it right out of the Bible. If a man does not work, he shall not eat. Isn't that what Paul told, I believe, the Thessalonians?
Yes.
If you don't work, you're not going to eat.
It's interesting how God is right about all these things, isn't it?
All the time. Just gotta go.
Man has to go around the mountain for 40 years before he figures out God was right the first time.
Whack himself in the head. Go to Acts. And the fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All that believed were together and had all things common. There it is! Socialism! We need to have all things... Whoa, hold on a second. And all that believed were together and had all things common. That means people that are active and actively pursuing righteousness, because it says right here they all believe. That doesn't mean that me, as a man, because I can be faithful to my wife, because I can have a family and train them in the way that they should go, should support a man or a woman that likes to use drugs, that gets involved in prostitution.
Which they're encouraging.
And somehow they just can't get a job after they've been in prison twice. And I'm supposed to feel bad for them because in my fidelity and in my belief, as the Bible says, they all believed and they had all things common. Now I'm supposed to share with that man, no, that I'm just teaching him he can be lawless because he knows that my virtue will cover up for him, his lack of virtue.
That is the fruit of a government's handout.
That's exactly what it is.
There's no disputing that, folks. The facts are all over the wall.
It's contrary to God's law. And it's contrary to God's word. As a matter of fact, if you build a society on that premise, you're contrary to God. It's idolatry.
But where's the compassion, man? I don't know. I don't know welfare cases. Where is
the
compassion?
Where the compassion is. Where are you loving?
That's
where's your love?
Totally. That's all. Why are people so afraid to ask the question?
Where's the love?
Instead of taking the accusation as to take the slingings as to which they have slung, why don't you just give them the truth?
That's
right. What are you afraid? What are you afraid of?
Might look bad.
I mean, folks, if you tell them the truth, is there like a second hell or something?
Mm. Might scare them into hell number two.
Yeah, I think so.
I might offend them into the hell number two. They're already headed there. Get in front of them and correct them. You know, it reminds me of this analogy that I got of this college. This college is talking about they're all, you know, hoorahing, you know, ruining, rawing. Rough, by the way. Folks, if you haven't seen the WND column, very good. Barking up the wrong tree.
Totally, but here's my point. Here's my point, because we got to take a break real quick. Right. If you tell them the truth, just think, folks, they might actually repent. And they might actually conform to the truth that you're trying to get out there.
And then there goes
but you got to say it, and you got to do it.
Yeah, they're not going to read your mind and
say,
that guy is thinking something.
Yeah.
He's thinking it.
Yeah.
I'm getting right. That's it. I know. That guy that just walked past me, he was thinking that I should get right. I'm getting right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting right.
Yeah.
Tearing up those food stamps.
Hmm.
Tearing up the handouts.
Real quick, the Communist Manifesto.
I like that manifesto.
You know what that is?
It's like a
he makes Italian food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizenship to give up their rights for the sake of the common good.
There you go.
But it always ends up in a police state. This is called preventive justice. Control is the key as to those that promulgate it. Number one, abolition of private property. Number two, heavy progressive income tax. Hello. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Hello. Number four, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. What is a rebel?
What is a rebel?
To a tyrant. To those that don't submit to his jurisdiction.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah. King George called our George Washington a rebel.
Totally.
Oh.
Seditious individuals.
A terrorist.
Yeah. Okay. Contrivers. Mm-hmm. That's right. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Can you get me a glass of water and throw it in our faces, please?
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 3-3-0-7-4-7, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay. Thank you, guys. They just took a glass of water and threw me. Threw me in it. Thank you. Oh,
you know what's so funny? We were walking across.
It's been a hard one, folks.
Steve's chicken things.
Yes.
And I
a friend of the ministry.
A flashlight in one of the things. And all of a sudden, the rooster started, like, flapping his wings really hard. And he thought because the flashlight was in there, it was morning time. I mean, they literally had that built in. He started crowing.
If I took a flashlight and put it in your eyes, you'd start flapping your wings, too.
That's true. All right.
Okay, we're talking about the Communist Manifesto, and I got to number four, which is confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Rebels are those that don't fall in line with tyranny. Number five is central bank. Number six, government control of communication and transportation. Hello. Number seven, government ownership of factories and agriculture. Number eight, government control of labor. Hello. Number nine, corporate farms, regional planning. Number 10, government control of education. Nothing new under the sun. Modern day, the version of the Communist Manifesto. Number one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion. Number two, break down moral virtues. This explains television. Number three is encourage civil disorders and a soft attitude towards crime. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, folks. Number four, divide the people into hostile groups. What is Obama doing? Number five, get the people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on ice fishing, athletics, sex, or entertainment. Tain derived from entertainment, by the way, folks, means to stop from entering in. In other words, don't partake, just watch. And as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Don't forget that. Number six, get control of all media. Hello, number seven. Folks, when I was listening to the debates last night, Fox was rolling with them. I wasn't so much agitated as to what they were asking. I was agitated due to the fact that they weren't asking. Mm-hmm. They did a Google search last week. Google did, and they wanted to know what were the top names.
Yeah, search scores.
That's right, that were coming up on the search scores. And it was all the presidential candidates. Cool. And then you know what the other two topics that were right up to par with the presidential candidates, folks? Gay marriage and the abortion issue. I didn't hear Fox News ask one of those questions yesterday. They are as much as the problem as anybody else is because of what they don't say. Number seven, back to the Communist Manifesto, destroy people's faith in their leaders. I didn't say destroy your faith in your leaders. I didn't say call them out. No, if you called them out, you'd have good leaders.
That's right.
Because they knew that they couldn't do it anymore.
Yes, they would.
Number eight, cause the registration of all firearms eventually confiscate. This explains Eric Holder and his administration in Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, in saying that, Jake, what does the Bible say about socialism and capitalism? Which financial system does God approve of? The answer, of course, is capitalism. In Matthew 25, Jesus taught a parable commonly called the parable of the talents. In this parable, Jesus explained in detail how the capitalist financial system should work and how it is, even the way the kingdom of heaven will operate on this earth as it is in heaven. We could even take the flip side of this and say that the socialist financial system is the way that Satan's false kingdom operates. The devil, yeah. Folks.
That's the surest way to demoralize a society, is to do that.
This is how Jesus opened up the parable, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several ability. And right away took his journey, Matthew 25:14-15. The talents that were given to the servants represent their unique gifts and abilities. The master of these servants expected the servants to work hard and to make a profit. I said work hard and make a profit with the talents that were given to them. Now, does this principle sound familiar to you? Because that's the way capitalism works. All the servants were supposed to be productive using their talents and abilities to serve others and in return be rewarded based upon their performance.
That's right.
Their response to God's given commandments.
Sure.
And as it's stated later on in this parable, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. This is King James, folks. And so he that had received the five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained five besides the five that you gave me. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That again is Matthew 25:19-21. He did a great job, and now he gets to move up and excel. There was, however, one servant in the parable who had a socialist mentality. He didn't do any work. He was lazy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't respond to God's commandments, not his suggestions. And he didn't think it was fair that he had to produce for his master. He considered his boss to be a mean, evil capitalist, so he was fired and lost everything that he had. Christ used this man as an example to illustrate to us that socialism is an evil financial system. It promotes misery and sadness. And Jesus went on even further to debunk the redistribution of wealth mentality by saying, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him, which he hath 10 talents. For everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25:28-30. Now again, folks, I want people to understand, we're not hellfire preachers. Hell is only the consequence of sin unrepented before God's just and holy laws. Now, some might say that's a pretty strong statement. Wow. Instead of taking from the rich and giving to the poor, Christ says take the talent from the lazy, unprofitable servant and give it to someone willing to produce. So yes, the Bible has a lot to say about socialism and capitalism if one simply takes the time to understand the Word of God. All the answers are there, folks. So America, let's stand up for capitalism because it is the system that made America so great and allows us to attain freedom and happiness. But more importantly, God approves it and he commands it. I want to say this one more time. Instead of taking from the rich and giving to the poor, Christ says, take the talent from the lazy, unprofitable servant and give it to someone willing to produce. It shows you how backwards socialists really are.
Have you ever worked? Have any of you ever worked for a poor man? You generally don't work for a poor man. As a matter of
how
fact,
is he going to pay me?
I would say you never work for a poor man. Why would you? Because he can't pay you. That's right.
Well, how am I
you don't
want to
give free labor and get nothing in return. Therefore,
I mean, people have within themselves an aspiration to attain greater heights than where they're at.
Take that away from him, you will morally destroy that man.
Yes.
Because that's immorality. Socialism, the concept is it takes from one group of person because government can't produce wealth in and of itself. It taxes.
Yes.
We just taught this to little third graders in history. That's the power that government has to get money is how they tax. They tax from one class of person to give it to another class of people that take that money. What the government just did is something that you or I couldn't do. If I thought that our poor producer in here, because she has homely clothes.
She does.
And Brad, I see you have nice clothes. And I think, well, she has homely clothes. I'm going to take your shirt and give it to her. I'm in trouble for that. I can't steal.
Yeah.
The government's no different. Just because collectively, let's just say that everybody in the office Brad, you have this nice shirt, and all of us together believe that you should give it to Carrie. I don't care if there's a million people. We're not based off of the opinion of a majority. We're based off the principle of law.
Yeah, when in fact it's not the majority at all.
And socialism is, it is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Because its very premise is based on taking. Thou shalt not steal, the Bible says.
Well, then they wonder why the people that they give the money to end up being a bunch of criminals.
Go into immorality.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying in every given case.
Of course
there are
not.
People that really need help.
Mm-hmm.
But God helps them that help themselves.
The greatest body of people that help. Look at what happened in Haiti. Look at how much philanthropy went out of the United States, unforced. Billions of dollars went down there. Now, some of the people were crazy lunatics and they're whatever, but the fact is that people's hearts constrained them mm-hmm. to go give. I mean, when's the last time you've seen somebody that really needed in a community that they were a good person, they abided by the laws, they were just down on their luck and they got struck with people gather and rally around them.
Yeah.
The churches 50 years ago provided health care for many people.
If
a man got hit, he didn't have insurance, guess what would happen? The body of believers. Now, the body of believers wouldn't come bail somebody out who got in a drunk driving accident for the third time.
Can I tell you what this teaches and what this promotes? You ever see those guys standing on the street corner?
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking for money and they're saying, God bless, and, you know, I'm a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying up and down.
Yep.
I don't know if people understand that them people are actually capitalizing on the mercies of the people.
Talk about capitalism.
So what kind of mentality does this socialist mentality teach?
Sin.
Go at all lengths, regardless of what?
Yeah, a prime example is Greece. They're offering disabilities for men that are pedophiles, people that are pedophiles.
Yeah, but that's not my point.
A disability.
Yeah, my point is go ask that person that's asking for money. You know those people that when you're driving up to them, folks, they're making $400 to $500 a day.
And they're giving it all to their church, too,
yeah,
I promise.
And by the way, why don't you just ask those people before you're foolish enough to give them money, why don't you ask them to come do some work for you and you'll give them some money and see how far it goes? Because I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10, they're not willing to do the work.
Yep.
And why is that? Because they don't want to work. They want a handout so they can go to the liquor store mm-hmm. or go down to the local drug dealer and make his get his high off the monies of... You know, the sympathies that the people played. And by the way, those mercies that are given to that individual that's playing the system, mm-hmm. what are you creating out of doing such a thing?
That's not love.
And by the way, I did it. I was in Missouri when I was in a rock and roll band, probably about, that doesn't matter, back in the day. And I had $5 per diem a day. That's how much money I had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing this guy on the corner, and I went up to him and I said, here, listen, you better not buy booze or drugs with this money, but go ahead and eat. With this money, he goes inside the store, goes up to my bass player and asks him if he knows where he can get some marijuana.
Yep.
And dude, that was it. That was it right on the spot.
So you
folks, 1-877-807-9977. A final segment coming up. Hey, can I get another glass of water? Throw that on me and Jake. Jake's kind of talking. What's this language? It's called sleepage.
Sleepage.
Yeah.
Sleepery.
It's where sleepwalking and we're talking.
Osmosis.
No. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I guess it's me and you, Sleepy.
It's me.
1-877-807-9977.
So, the greatest and best minds of our country are all in universities. Everybody knows that. And these kids know what's going on.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, one day all these kids come into the classroom and they're like, look, professor, you know, we understand you're teaching about government and things like that, but, you know, we've been listening to Obama. We've been listening to Obama and socialism.
Come
works.
On, that's so insincere and immature.
Socialism works, and the professor says, "You know what? Let's do an experiment today in class, okay? We're going to do this for the whole month. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you how well socialism works. It will work perfectly." So what the teacher does is he comes and says, "Okay, from now on, for the next month, every week we'll be having a test." And all grades will be averaged, and everyone will receive the same grade, so no one will fail.
Sure.
Because the students were going to talk about how nobody's going to be poor anymore. We're going to implement this socialism, this idea. It's going to be a great equalizer. No one's going to be rich, but no one's going to be poor. Mm. So the professor says no one's going to fail. This will be great. So what he does is he goes out and gives the test, and half the class comes together and they get some people get A's, some people get B's, some people get C's, some people get D's, some people get F's.
Oh.
But what the good professor did, because he loved everybody and had genuine concern, didn't want to see anybody fail,
yeah,
he took all the test scores together and averaged them out, and everybody got A B.
Wow.
And it was great. And
that's great.
And you know, the
good for them.
Everybody in the classroom was rejoicing, like, yes, I got a B. You know who wasn't rejoicing? Those the guys who got A's. But forget about them.
They're the bad guys.
That's right. They're the bad guys.
The B plusers, too.
So then, you know, just to prove how this is, I mean, this is great. Everybody's happy. They're rejoicing in the classroom. I mean, the environment was ecstatic.
Can I ask you a question?
Not yet, though, because I got to get to the point.
Who's happy?
Everybody is happy. Everybody's happy. And if you're not happy, there's something wrong with you.
Says the media.
Something's wrong with you if you're not happy.
Okay.
So the next week, they do another test. But this time, when they graded on a curve, the whole class got a C.
Uh-oh.
The grades dropped. And the students couldn't figure out, why are the grades dropping? The next week, they did it again. It dropped to a D.
It's starting to sound like animal droppings.
It's going down. Animal droppings are bent for the ground. Then the final week, the professor gets together and he says, we're going to learn exactly how well this socialism works.
This is getting redonkulous.
Everybody got an F. Because that first week, the guys who didn't study and got an F still got a B anyways, because they lived off the labors of those that got an A. Well, the A people started to realize, well, what is the point in even performing if I'm not going to get graded according to my performance and my effort?
Sure.
So they started slacking on performing. So everybody that had started to say, what's the point of even having? It only gets taken
from
me.
Vilify them.
At the very end, all of our brilliant college students.
Yes.
Who had their Obama degrees.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Said, I don't think socialism works, boss. If a man gets from his labor what he didn't apply, he's not going to apply anything.
Right. Isn't that the point?
A man who applies everything gets even that which he applied taken from him, why in the world would he ever apply?
They teach him, instead of being vicious, ferocious, aggressive lions,
foolishness,
to be lazy, lethargic cats that sleep on the couch all day long.
Now, this is the real thing, because Lenin always talked about the useful idiots, right?
Oh, Lenin.
The useful idiots that he could use, because they thought we were going to create a utopian society. The main point of this is socialism wants the law. Why? Because the law represents force. That's what they're after. So they create special privileges, because all privileges and rights are protected by what?
And they
law.
Give those to the underachievers.
So they've got to create new laws to protect the underachievers. And new laws represents new force, and then the force all of a sudden gets into the hand of a man like Mao Zedong.
Oh, you know.
So that's even how you pronounce his
name.
So
you empower the underachievers, and you aim them at the ones that are getting the A's and the B's in the class.
That's right.
And then today they go to college, and they have these professors that are teaching them that this is the way the system should work.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, man.
I think he has a disease, too. He
brilliant
looks pretty
man.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a disease.
Yes.
And forget the fact that he makes millions of dollars a year because he's a socialist.
How much time do we have?
He wants to help people.
Totally.
It's all about helping people.
You know, isn't it interesting?
I heard he goes out on the streets and writes checks to people of his millions of dollars. He shares his bodyguards with people. I mean, because he's true.
But I heard he doesn't pay his employees very much. I heard he's not a very good employer.
Not very giving.
He's talking about socialism
right.
and taking all the time.
Go to Wall Street. I mean,
but Michael Moore is a millionaire. I'm trying to figure out how that works. Well, then, Michael, you give yours first.
That's right.
How does that work, Mikey?
No, that's exactly right.
Hey, you know what? Mike, wait, you'll like it when I tell him. Mikey likes anything.
Maybe it's not really about that to Mikey. Maybe it's not really it's about power, folks.
It is. It is.
Change. Get
dummy the system down. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Go online. Grab that piece with Newt Gingrich confronting, I believe it was Juan Williams last night during the debate. This exemplifies Jake's point to a T. We didn't hear it proper on the road.
Yeah.
When we were driving, we heard just little bits and pieces. Remember, it broke up, and then it came back, and it broke up. Because he was playing the – oh, is it? Okay, well, we got 4 minutes. He was playing the race card, and he was playing us poor victims card.
They call Obama a food stamp guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it because he's black?
I mean, it was very degrading to
them. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Are you ready? Okay, now listen to this, folks. This is last night. Newt Gingrich confronting, was it Juan Williams? Yes, roll.
Gingrich, you recently said black Americans should demand jobs, not food stamps. You also said poor kids lack a strong work ethic and proposed having them work as janitors in their schools. Can't you see that this is viewed at a minimum as insulting to all Americans, but particularly to black Americans?
No, I don't see that.
What's his name, Montel?
America is not a green, are they, folks?
That dog ain't going to hunt.
My daughter, Jackie, who's sitting back there, Jackie Cushman, reminded me that her first job was at First Baptist Church in Carrollton, Georgia, doing janitorial work at 13. And she liked earning the money. She liked learning that if you worked, you got paid. She liked being in charge of her own money. And she thought it was a good start. I had a young man in New Hampshire who walked up to me. I've written two newsletters now about this topic. I've had over 50 people write me about the jobs they got at 11, 12, 13 years of age. Ran into a young man who started a donut company at 11. He's now 16. He has several restaurants to take his donuts. His father's thrilled that he's 16 because he can now deliver his own donuts. What I tried to say, and I think it's fascinating because Joe Klein reminded me that this started with an article he wrote 20 years ago. New York City pays their janitors an absurd amount of money because of the union. You could take one janitor and hire 30-some kids to work in the school for the price of one janitor, and those 30 kids would be a lot less likely to drop out. They would actually have money in their pocket. They'd learn to show up for work. They could do light janitorial duty. They could work in the cafeteria. They could work in the front office. They could work in the library. They'd be getting money, which is a good thing if you're poor. Only the elites despise earning money.
That's all right.
The suggestion that you made was about a lack of work ethic. And I got to tell you, my email account, my Twitter account has been inundated with people of all races who are asking if your comments are not intended to belittle the poor and racial minorities. You saw some of this reaction during your visit to a black church in South Carolina.
America is not falling for it. Listen carefully, folks.
You saw some of this during your visit to a black church in South Carolina where a woman asked you why you refer to President Obama as the food stamp president. It sounds as if you are seeking to belittle people.
Well,
this is Fox News, folks. That's how bad it got.
First of all, Juan, the fact is that more people have been put on food stamps by Barack Obama than any president in American history.
Now, tell the truth and shame the devil.
I know among the politically correct, you're not supposed to use facts that are uncomfortable.
Nice.
Second, you were the one who earlier raised the key point. The area that ought to be I-73 was called by Barack Obama a corridor of shame because of unemployment. Has it improved in 3 years? No. They haven't built the road. They haven't helped the people. They haven't done anything.
I wonder if he's going to shut his mouth next time around.
Oh, Juan.
So here's my point. I believe every American of every background has been endowed by their creator with
Amen.
The right to pursue happiness. And if that makes liberals unhappy, I'm going to continue to find ways to help poor people learn how to get a job, learn how to get a better job, and learn someday to own the job.
Amen. Hey, man. I mean, when accolades are due, give them to whom it's due. And that was great because it couldn't have been said any better than the way that he said it yesterday.
Perfect. He took it head on, too. He didn't run from the stinking
question.
That's
right.
He went after it.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or go to my Twitter account. Follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.
The number.
Bradley Dean 1. Talk to you tomorrow.